Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Let's get right to it. Joined by a very special guest. It is Tennessee kicker Josh Turbeville. Josh just out of workouts. Josh, how are you, sir? Hey, I'm well. I appreciate the time. Tell us how workouts are going. We want to talk about this upcoming season, how you continue to progress and that sort of thing. And But tell me how spring went, how workouts are currently going.
Well, spring went pretty great. You know, with spring ball and everything, we start with school and then we go right into football, which for about 2-3 weeks, it's basically like fall camp, but it's hot outside. And then we just finished up that, and that was good. Spring game went well, went kind of how I wanted it to. And then now we're just in workouts and preparing for finals.
So, Josh, obviously Chase McGrath was a transfer and then was one and done 2 years ago, then Charles Campbell this past year. There's kind of open competition for the place kicker job right now. How have you and JT Carver embraced that so far?
I mean, it's been great. Like, even from coming in with Chase and Charles, you know, you come in and then they bring in a transfer. And, you know, the best thing you can do in those situations is kind of sit back and realize these guys have been kicking in college football for 6 years. So to sit back and learn from them was pretty great. And then now me, JT, and even with Max Gilbert, who also came in last year as a freshman, we all get to compete and make each other better every day.
How did you come up with that attitude, which is the right one to have, that maybe I don't have as much experience, but I can learn, even though that means I'm not kicking as much as I want to? How quickly did you come to that conclusion?
I would say pretty quick. The coaches kind of pushed for that a little bit. And also, I mean, I would talk to my parents about it and they would help me out with that situation and understanding that to not always, like, to be humble sometimes and take a step back, look at yourself and see if there's anything you can improve, because if their coaches are going to start the best player at the end of the day. And so if they don't think that's me, then I need to take a step back, see why Charles or Chase are in front of me, and then try to replicate what they're doing to make myself better.
So Josh, an interesting fact about you, a lot of people I'm guessing don't know, is that you have two conjoined toes, which I guess the reason that's intriguing is how does that affect your kicking at all? I guess is what I wanted to ask.
Wait. As a person who has a toe issue, I'm missing a pinky toe. What is a conjoined toe, Josh?
So they're webbed. So if these were my toes, so it's the two next to my big toe. They're connected probably all the way up to here, I would say. And then it's just like, I can't like spread them or anything.
That is so just like that together. Is wicked yeah. cool. What I mean, that's got to be a great party game trick.
Yeah, I tell people and they're like, what? And then I gotta, you know, take my shoes off and then pull them out and then show them. like, kind of weird out, but like, that's cool.
I did the same thing with my missing pinky toe. All right, so you heading into this season and the competition's ongoing, how would you judge your career to this point in the season? You've got an incredibly strong leg. You are handling kickoffs. What are your thoughts on how you performed at this point before we start to talk about goals moving forward?
I'm very happy with how I've performed because when I came in, they brought me in as a punter who could also do like kickoffs and like field goals was my third. And then I came in and then everything happened. We bring in Jackson, who's Aussie style. So that kind of pushed me to go, I realized that, okay, I don't want to be a backup because he's been doing that his whole life. So then I transitioned to working on field goals more. And so now I'm really happy at the spot I'm in to where I am competing for the starting job on field goal and then working to keep my job on kickoff. So I'm happy with how I'm doing right now. For sure.
So how comfortable are you that it's money from a certain distance, and how comfortable are you a little further out where you feel good because you do have a really strong leg? So kind of give me an idea of your range right now and what you feel comfortable with.
Yeah, I'd say in terms of strength, I'm not going to miss short from 55 in. So that's, I would say 55 in, I would be good, but it wouldn't be short. And then I would say my like money, like if I would say 50 in, I'm getting a lot more consistent. And then it's end of half, I would be comfortable hitting anything 60 yards and in.
Wow. Nice. Caleb, you wanted to ask more about the web toes, right?
Well, yeah, because Josh Dave didn't even let you answer about how about how that affects kicking. Sure. Does that have any effect on kicking at all? Or would you even know if it has an effect on kicking because you've had it your whole life?
I mean, I don't think it does. I mean,
Is it on your kicking?
I wouldn't really know.
Is it on the foot you kick with?
It's on both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so. Come on, Caleb. You didn't know that.
So, yeah, it's yeah, I don't think it does. I don't feel it, but I also don't know what it would feel like to not have what it
does. Hey, and we love visiting with Josh Turbyville here live on the program. Josh, you had a couple of kickoffs last year that sailed wide and went out of bounds. I know that you were banged up. A lot of people don't know that. Can you talk about the challenge of being as accurate as you can possibly be with dealing with an injury at the same time?
Yeah, it's a lot of kicking is mental. So, and it's got to be the same every single time because it's kind of, I would say it's very similar to golf. So in golf, if you're thinking about something in your backswing, something's probably going to go wrong with your forward swing. So being banged up, the hardest part is you got to dial in and just kind of realize that football doesn't really care if you're banged up. Either way, you got to do your job. Like, no one's going to be like, oh, you can redo that because you're hurt. So it's just kind of something I had to learn last year, it being my first year, like, actually playing. So the first couple, to be honest, I wasn't banged up. I was just overhyped and was just trying to swing really hard. But later in the season when, like, you'd be sore, or, like, for me, it was my hip would start to hurt. So you just gotta, we talk about all the time, like refocusing. And so when you're able to do that, then it should go smooth.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So I know you and your family, you grew up Tennessee fans and in Knoxville. Who is the one team that you would most like to kick a clock expires game-winning kick against? Field goal.
I mean, Alabama. Like Chase's scenario, that's exactly what I want. And tie game, like that's the perfect.
It doesn't get a lot better than that, does it?
Yeah.
Josh, how given the fact that you grew up a Tennessee fan, I'm guessing you are. I know you're young, but you probably know from your family the legacy of Tennessee kickers kicking game winners against rivals, right? With Jeff Hall and James Wohlhoit and people like that. Does that mystique ever kind of creep into you when you're working out with the team in Knoxville?
I mean, yes, especially when like I've worked out with James Wohlhoit. He does a lot of training, and he'll come in from time to time and talk to us. So I've talked to him. Jeff Hall, he came and talked to the team, so I was able to see him and talk to him. But I feel like it's just kind of the standard now that if our name is called, you got to be able to go out there and make the field goal. So we try to train for that every day.
Josh, great stuff, buddy. I'll see you around. Best of luck this year, and we're always rooting for you at Off the Hook Sports, so we appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks
for
having me.
Great stuff. That was a lot of fun visiting with Josh Turbyville. And man, I don't know. Next guest we have on, I don't know what Caleb is going to ask him about. So I heard you have Peyronie's disease.
Is it not? I mean, he's a kicker.
Led with conjoined toes?
I thought is that not intriguing? You have conjoined toes. Is it an advantage or not? Just like, by the way, is it the world's longest field goal? I mean, the record for the longest field goal was set by a guy with like half a foot and he had like a metal plate on the other part of it, right? I mean, and it was kind of an unfair record that he set because like you're kicking.
Oh, it wasn't that unfair. For God's sake, he had a half a foot.
He had metal on the other half.
It doesn't matter. You have half a foot. Try walking around with about half a foot. You're going to have to trust me on that.
I didn't say you don't have to walk. He's got to kick.
Try kicking with half a foot. I basically have half a foot. It's harder than you think.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.